Today we're going to do a guided visualization, or better called in the context of the Dream Path workshop, a daydream, a guided daydream. And as you go through this guided daydream, use all of your senses to make it vivid. This will bring it home to you more clearly, its meaning and what it has to offer you. So feel the body sitting and breathing. And then imagine now that you are walking along a street. Maybe it's a street you know. And a little ways down the street, you see a beautiful library. Perhaps it's a warm day, and you resolve that you'll go into the library to cool off. So making your way down the street, feeling your feet as you're walking, things that you're looking at as you're walking, perhaps feeling the sun, a breeze next to your skin, the sounds of traffic, children, dogs, various sights along the way. As you approach the library, you see it has really nice, beautiful, large doors. Placing your hand on the door and pushing your way inside the library, crossing the threshold and entering into the cool and the shady light and the hushed tones of the library. You don't have any particular purpose in mind being in the library, so you wander around, see the people, tables. You enter into some stacks of books and you finger them. You kind of finger this book and that book, feeling their spines, noticing gold lettering, aware of perhaps even a bit of a musty smell of books in the air. And then you continue to wander through the library. You're not reading anything, just wandering. Feel your feet at the floor. And as you wander through the library, you enter into a great hall. And in this great hall are three large windows. It's a great hall with a vaulted ceiling and three large windows along one side, and a comfortable sofa or chair facing the three windows. And you think, this is perfect. I'll just go in and relax and cool down some more. So you settle into your chair, you feel it underneath you at your buttocks, your feet at the floor. And you look out towards the three windows. Perhaps you see a park or other buildings through the windows. But as you are gazing at the windows, of the three windows, the one on the far left starts to glimmer and glow. And the panes of the window start to disappear. and the window starts to fill with colors. And then it fills with shapes. And these shapes start to take on definition. And you begin to realize that what you're looking at is an image of yourself. And you're engaged in some fabulous activity that completely fits with you living the life of your dreams. So take a few moments now and get clear. What is that activity? You may let it spontaneously arise, or you may determine it. So noticing yourself engaging in this activity, you start to realize it's not a static image, but it's actually a moving picture. And there's even sound. And as you gaze at the image, you feel yourself magically transported out of your chair and into the window, into the image. And you can start to feel in your own body what it's like to be engaging in this activity, whatever it may be, that completely fits with you living the life of your dreams. So notice how it feels in the body, what you see, what you hear. Take a few moments for really enriching and absorbing this experience. And having gotten a very strong sense of how it feels to be engaging in this wonderful activity that fits with the life of your dreams, you are gently lifted out of the image and back into your seat. And you're looking again at the three windows, and the left window, the images are fading. And the colors dispersing, and the light dimming. And as that happens, the middle window is starting to light up, fill with colors, colors that transform into shapes. And again, you see yourself engaging in a different activity that's also extremely important to you for engaging in the life of your dreams. What is this activity? Let it arise spontaneously, or determine what it is you would like to play with in this visualization. See the activity. Bring motion into it, let it be like a movie. Add sound. And as the image becomes clearer and clearer to you, you are once again transported out of your chair and into the image, engaging now in this second important activity that fits with you living the life of your dreams. So take a few moments now to really feel what it feels like in your body to be engaging in this activity. What do you see? What do you hear? Smell, taste, touch? And again, having gotten a keen sense of how it feels to be doing this activity, you are magically lifted out of the middle window and transported back to your seat. And you're looking once again at the three windows and the middle window, the colors and the shapes and the glow of light are all fading as the third window on the right-hand side is now lighting up. Color, light, shapes, and you guessed it, an image of yourself engaging in yet a third activity that is completely consistent with you living the life of your dreams, that fulfills you living the life of your dreams. So get clear now what that activity is. Bring motion into it, like a movie. Add sound. And as you make the image richer and richer, you are again magically transported into the image, into the third window on the right side. And feeling in your body how it is to engage in this third activity of living the life of your dreams. Whatever that may be, let go of judgment, let go of the censor. Just let it be what you would like it to be. And feel it in your body. And having a sense of how this activity feels, you are lightly lifted out of the window and back into your seat. Looking now at the three windows, seeing that the right-hand window is not fading, but rather the left and the middle windows are lighting up, and you can see all three windows now. Like a montage. And as you look at the three windows, you start to see how one window supports the other and how they connect to each other. How doing one activity supports the other activity, enhances it or complements it, encourages. And perhaps, as you are able, you can start to see the three windows blending into one picture. Don't worry if you can't. And perhaps you can have a glimmer of how these activities, if you were engaging in these activities, it might help you with the issues that brought you into the workshop. Perhaps you can see how, if you were engaging in these activities, you would be living your deepest intentions and values. Or perhaps you can see your deepest intentions and values being shown by these activities in these windows. And as you gaze at the three windows, they separate back into just three windows. The shapes start to fade. The colors gently fade. And there's the glow of light, though, from the three windows. And it seems as if that glow of light and energy comes towards you and you breathe it in, knowing that all of the love and energy of what you've just imagined, what you've just seen, is a part of you to take with you. And feeling yourself absorbing these activities and their energies and their values. And as you do so, the three windows gently fade into being three ordinary windows. And you feel yourself in your chair in the library, and you get yourself up, and you slowly make your way through the library, through the hall, through the stacks, through the turnstile. You feel your hand on the door, and you cross the threshold out again, and you're back on the street, making your way back to your point of departure.